Amen. That's a great song, isn't it? If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, where would each of us be? Let me give you a couple things we have coming up throughout the year. We were able to look back and do a little bit of a review of what God has done in the past, this past year. But I also want to tell you about a few things that we have coming up this year. So obviously you can put them on your calendar and things and make sure that you have those ready and planned out throughout the year as well. A couple things that we did this past year that we are going to continue because they went well is we're going to continue doing our new members fellowships. We did two of those last year, and that went well. We're going to continue those. And so those that are wanting to become members or they've just recently joined the church, we'll have some different members fellowships that you can be a part of here coming up the next few months. And then also the Fifth Sunday fellowships went very well in 2024, and that was real exciting to see. So we're going to continue those this year as well. And so whenever there's a Fifth Sunday, we'll do kind of like what we did last Sunday. We'll have the morning service, we'll have lunch together, and then also right after that have a time of fellowship, and that will be in place of the evening service. So we're going to continue those this year. This past year in 2024, we started the Center Point class, which is the class that I teach in the fellowship hall, which is for those basically from 30 to 55 until you move into the Wiser Society class. And I told them, I said, we're going to start it. We're just going to kind of start in January, and we'll go to May, and we'll see how it goes. We'll break for the summer, and then, you know, if we want to, we'll start it back up in the fall. Well, by the time we got to when it was going to have the break, I was told that if we broke, I would split the church. And they did not want to stop over the summer, so we continued the Center Point class over the summer, and it's just continued all year, and it's worked out very well. Now we have three different adult classes, the young adults, the Center Point, and then the Wiser Societies, and so that's worked well, and so we're going to continue that. But one thing we're going to do, and it's going to be really neat, I believe, is we're going to do something we haven't done with the three adult classes. And I've talked with Brother Joel, my dad, and myself. I talk to myself all the time, but we're going to, some of you are laughing a little too hard about that, all right? A little too much laughter there, okay? But we're going to not do a combined adult class, but we're going to basically do a combined lesson. So in other words, the same lesson that's going to be taught in here will be taught in my class and in Brother Joel's class and vice versa. And we're going to use the same curriculum, and it's a really neat curriculum. It's called Freedom from Bondage, Experience the Deliverance that God Gives His People. And we're going to begin that next Sunday. So next Sunday, the 12th, is when we're going to begin this new curriculum. And we're going to go for about 20 weeks in this new curriculum doing this. And so I want to encourage you, if you know somebody, if you're in the Wiser Society class, and you know somebody that maybe doesn't normally come, invite them to come at the beginning of this class, right? So invite them to come next Sunday. Tell them we're starting a brand new class that's going to go for 20 weeks. They want to get in right at the beginning. The same thing with the Center Point, the young adults. You know somebody that could be in your class, maybe that's in the church, or maybe a friend or somebody. Invite them and say, hey, next Sunday, the 12th, we're starting a brand new curriculum in the adult classes. And so get in on the ground floor there. Get in right at the beginning, and we're going to start that. And it's going to be a really neat lesson curriculum that we're going to be going through. But that's going to start next Sunday. So make sure you're here next Sunday in all three of those different age groups and invite somebody to come with you. We're going to really have a good time with this new curriculum as well. And then also an event coming up that we have in February, we've already kind of let you know about this, but is our Seedline Project, February 21st through the 23rd. And that's where Bearing Precious Seed will come, and we'll use the fellowship hall to put John and Romans together. And we'll be putting John and Romans together to go out to one of our missionaries around the world so that they can get John and Romans to many times people who don't even have a copy of the Word of God. And so to be able to have the book of John and Romans is very important. And so we'll be putting those together on Friday evening, Saturday, and then we'll have a special time of dedication for those Bibles on Sunday. And so make sure you put that on your calendar, and everybody can be involved, teenagers, young people, adults, elderly people, everybody can be involved in that. And we're praying this year. We're hoping to be able to do 25,000 plus this year. I think last year we did 20,000 back in June. And so we're praying this year that we can have enough people to come and do it, that we can do 25,000 John and Romans. And so put that on your calendar. Plan to be with us when we do that, and that will be a blessing. You'll enjoy doing it. Of course, the marriage retreat coming up as well in March with Brother Al Stone and his wife Ruthie. Don't forget about that. Get registered for that. It's just $50 a couple. We're doing it here at the church this time, so make sure you get registered for it, and that way you'll have the booklets and things like that that we'll be handing out. And so looking forward to that. And then, of course, right after our marriage retreat is our spring revival. Starts on the 16th with Dr. Stone. He'll be preaching our spring revival as well. And so, again, don't forget about that as well. Get that on your calendar. Yes, we will have the calendars with some of the events at the end of the service as well. So you'll be able to take one of those. One other thing we're doing new this year, and the past couple years, once we started realizing that we needed a new building, we took the first Sunday of December and had it as a special giving Sunday for the building program. I don't know if anybody noticed, but this past December, we didn't do that. And the reason why was we found that it was just really, you've had Thanksgiving and the missions conference, and you've got Christmas coming up, and it was really kind of hard to do a giving Sunday the first Sunday of December. And so what we're doing is we're moving that. So we didn't do a Giving Sunday last year, but we're moving it to the month of April. And so April is going to be our giving month. And we're going to have special offerings and things that we'll do during the month of April that will go towards our building fund, trying to pay off our building as quickly as possible. Now, we started when we got the building and everything, our loan was about $690,000 for the building and then some of the renovations and things. And God has really blessed in our giving. Right now, we owe about $588,000 on it. We've actually given $158,000 through our normal giving in the church and then the Nehemiah Project on top of that. So in 2023, we gave about $49,000. 2024, just through our normal giving, was about $60,000. And then through the Nehemiah Project, we've given over $48,000 on it. And so you say, well, that doesn't really add up. 690 minus 158 is not 588. You forgot something very important. Banks don't just give you free money. They like what? Interest, right? So there's interest on it. So obviously the Nehemiah Project money, though, that we have come in, that goes strictly to the principal. And so every month we're paying on it, but the Nehemiah Project and like this this building or the monthly giving that we'll do in April, that's all going to go strictly to the principal to try to get that down as much as possible. But think about that. In about a year and a half, we gave almost $160,000 to our building fund to try to get that paid off. And so, but the month of April is going to be our giving month for the building fund. Again, we want to just try to get that paid off as quickly as possible. So I hope you'll be thinking about that, praying about it, maybe what God would have you do in April as well. And then, of course, in July, we'll have our Vacation Bible School. The 21st through the 23rd is our Vacation Bible School. And by the way, last year in our Vacation Bible School, we had 6 young people get saved. And so we praise God for that. And then the Teen Explosion will be July 24th through the 25th. And last year we had 3 teenagers get saved as well. And so we praise God for those young people that are getting saved through those events that we're having in VBS and the Teen Explosion. Then, of course, in August, as we've been mentioning, we do have the missions trip coming up in August to El Paso. The missions trip there will be going to El Paso, Texas, and then going across the border a couple days into Juarez. Each night we'll be staying in El Paso. We're not staying the night in Juarez or anything, but we'll be going across the border, doing some ministry, giving out John and Romans, and tracts and things like that, and then also going to an Apache reservation there in New Mexico. And so those are the dates for the El Paso missions trip, August the 8th through the 18th. And so if you want more information, you can go on our website. You can fill out that registration form. We've already had many people that are interested in this missions trip. It's not just for teenagers. It's not just for young people. Anybody is welcome to go on this missions trip. And so if that's something that would be an interest to you, you can go online, fill out that registration form, and then we can get you more information about that. But some really exciting things that we have coming up here in the month or in the year of 2025. And so just praying that God would continue to bless as he's done, and praise God for what he did in 2024, and just praying that God would continue to bless in 2025 as well. Again, don't forget, next Sunday night is our ministry recruitment night. And so be in prayer about maybe some ministries that you could serve in. If you're not already serving, we have different ministries that you can serve in. Some we have that obviously only members can serve, but we do have some ministries that even those that are not yet members, but they're working to become members, they can be serving in as well. And so make sure you're there next Sunday night. Be thinking and praying about what you could do. Because again, if it wasn't for those 155 people serving in the ministry here, we would not have been able to see that happen, right? So what would happen this year if we had more people serving? You think maybe we could see God do more in this year? I think so. And so be in prayer about that. And I'm looking forward to what God has for us here in 2025. All right? Well, let's take our Bibles this morning, and I want you to open up to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I know for about a month and a half, I have had to go into hiding because people are constantly saying, what was the theme for this coming year, Pastor? What was the theme for that? You know, and I mean, whether I'm at the coffee shop or whether I'm at church, I mean, even this just this morning, somebody came up, what was that theme again for this year, Pastor? I forgot what it was. And I told him, I said, I haven't given it out yet. Oh, that's right, I forgot. Whatever, right? So I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease, right? So, all right, here is the theme for 2025. You ready? There it is. Isn't that great? You wanted to know, so I'm letting you know. Can't really make it out, can you? A little bit tough. Well, maybe this will make it a little bit clearer. Let's look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to look in verse number 16. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." And so the theme that we've taken for this year of 2025 is found at the last part of that verse. He says, "Yet the inward man is renewed day by day." And so our theme for this year is taken from this verse, renewed, renewed day by day. And of course, as we mentioned, we will have the calendars. We'll have the calendars in the back at the end of the service as well, so you can pick up the calendars. Got a lot of those events on there. And also, we do have the wristbands as well there in the back that you can pick up one of those. Again, if you could just take one per family until we make sure that every family gets one of the calendars. If we have extra, we may be able to give out a few more, but at least take one per family. But renewed, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 16. Think about what he says here. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Can we read this verse together? If you need the words, they'll be on the screen. Let's read it together out loud. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the wonderful things that you did through the ministries of First Baptist Church in 2024. And Lord, we know it's not about us. Lord, it's about you. Without your mercy and without your grace, without your strength, we would not have been able to accomplish anything in 2024. But Lord, we thank you for giving us your mercy and grace and your strength. Lord, thank you for so many that are willing to serve and just give of themselves to reach other people with the gospel and help them to grow. And Father, I pray that you would just bless this year as well. Lord, as we think of this theme being renewed, Lord, I think it's something that each one of us needs so often, Lord, in our spiritual life, just to be renewed. And I pray that this year, Lord, would be a year of renewal in our life. Lord, whether it's in our marriages, whether it's in our personal walk with you, in our families, in our desire to serve you, whatever it might be, Lord, that you just help us to be renewed in a way that would bring honor and glory to you. And so, Father, I pray that you just bless now as we look to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want you to notice two things here very quickly. I know we've gone through a lot of information, but I want you to really think about this, and this is really the direction that our theme is this year in being renewed. He says, "Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Now, there's two people, you could say, or two men that Paul is talking about, dealing with the same person, though. He speaks of the outward man and the inward man. Let's look, first of all, at the outward man. It's obvious that Paul is referring to the physical body when he speaks of the outward man, right? He says, though our outward man perish, right? The outward man is speaking of our physical body that we have. When does a person, maybe we could say, when does a person begin to have a physical body? Well, not listening to the world or science and things like that, it is not at birth. A person does not begin to have a physical body at birth, nor is it at the heartbeat. It's not when a person begins to have a heartbeat, does that when they have a physical body. We believe, the Bible teaches, that they begin to have that physical body at conception. That is when life begins. That's when a person's life begins to take place, is at conception. And though small as it may be, of course, it's going to grow. And so when he says, though our outward man perish, is speaking about the physical body. And of course, when he speaks of perishing here, it's talking about deteriorating, getting older, having problems, and eventually, of course, dying. But when does the process of physical death begin? When does the process of physical death actually begin? Is there a certain age that once you reach, you start to die? Actually, if we look at Scripture, I think we can see that the process of dying actually starts when life begins. It's interesting that those two things would start simultaneously. Life and death beginning at the same time. Life, obviously there is new life, but the very moment that that life begins, death also begins to occur. In fact, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death enters because of sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You could even think about the question, when does someone become a sinner? It's not when they're born. It's not when their heart starts beating. It's at conception, when they have life, when God gives them life. That is when a person is a sinner. You say, well, that's how can a baby be a sinner? We're not talking about the sins they've committed. We're talking about their natural state. They are naturally a sinner. Why? Because mom and dad were both sinners. And because grandma and grandpa were sinners. And we can trace it all the way back to Adam and Eve when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. It's interesting that we say how old someone is, right? Even a child will be heard saying, Mommy, how old am I? A child? Old? Why do we put the word old with age? Because really when we think about it, it's not really about the age. We've all known or we've all heard those who have died at an old age and those who have died at a young age, right? We might say we're 10 years old or we're 20 years old or 50 years old, etc. You understand that death does not come at a specific age. Death just simply happens gradually over our life until God says our time is over. Death is not something that just happens at a specific time. No, it's something that begins the moment that we have life. And it's because we're sinners. So it's not really something that Paul is trying to get us to understand when he says, though our outward man perish. I mean, Paul is speaking of the physical body. And Paul understands, of course, our bodies being the temple of God, we should try to take care of them as best we can, right? I mean, the Bible tells us that very clearly. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we should do all that we can to try to take care of the bodies that God has given to us. But we cannot stop the natural deterioration of the body. You can't. It doesn't matter, you know, what pills you take. It doesn't matter how many vitamins you take. It doesn't matter how many, you know, what exercise you do or what you put on your face. It doesn't matter any of those things. You cannot stop the natural deterioration of the body. Why? Because we're dying. We're dying. The body is naturally dying. Even though you say, well, hey, I'm planning, you know, my parents and my grandparents, boy, they lived to be 90 years of age, so I'm planning on living to be 90 years. Well, that's great. If you live to be 90 years, that's fine. But that doesn't stop that your body is deteriorating now. Your body is starting to deteriorate. It's starting to age. You're starting to have problems now. Doesn't matter what age you are. We can think of these teenagers, man, they're just so young. They're just so spry. Look, they have problems too. A lot of them, right? But no, even their bodies are deteriorating. I mean, even if you go to the nursery, look at those little babies. They're just so cute, you know, crawling around on the floor and everything. Look, you understand? Their bodies are dying too. Now, it may take 90 years for them to die. It may take 70 years for them. But the natural process of deterioration cannot be stopped. We can rest, and we should, to try to help take care of our body, but we cannot renew the natural body. You cannot renew it. It can get rest, but you can't take this body and make it what it used to be 20 years ago. It's not possible. Can't do it. So how should we look at this life that we have and the time that we have? If we don't know how much time that we have, and we know, hey, it doesn't matter what our age is, if you're a teenager, if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or whatever it is, we're already dying, and there's nothing we can do to change that. You can't change it. How are we to look then at the life that we have now, and how are we to live it? Not with the outward man. We're not to look at this life with the outward man, which is often very easy to do. And unfortunately, many Christians just look at it with the outward man. But Paul gives us the insight here that we have to look at this life with the inward man. Again, think about what he says. Though our outward man perish, so the outward man is deteriorating. But watch what he says. Yet, so even though that is transpiring, even though the outward man is perishing, even though the outward man is dying, he says, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now, I guarantee you, if somebody found some way to renew your youth, right? Whatever that even means, right? What if you could, like, boy, there's a certain time in my life I wish I could go back because I just felt youthful and I just felt like that was the best time of my life. I had energy and I had all this stuff, you know. If somebody found a way to do that and you were willing to pay for it, right? You understand that even if you went back there, you're still going to have the process of deteriorating all over again. You understand, when Jesus raised Lazarus back from the dead, you understand Lazarus still had to die? Even being raised from the dead could not renew Lazarus to a perfect person. He still had to face death. Even after he was resurrected, he was still going to have to die again. Why? Because even the resurrection that he experienced that day did not renew his outward body. That can't be renewed. Yet Paul says the inward man is renewed day by day. Let's look at the inward man. The inward man that Paul speaks of is the spirit and soul, the heart of man, what we could say. And the only way that our spirit can be made alive is by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. The only way that a person can truly have their spirit made alive is by putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Praise God. We had 39 people this past year that put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Paul says there in Ephesians chapter 2, he talks about how we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead, not physically, but the inward man was dead. That inward man was dead. Our spirit was dead. And what does he say? Yet when we came to put our faith and trust in Christ, we were made new. Right? God made our inward man alive. Before it was dead, but now when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, now he makes our inward man alive. Now we can actually have a relationship with God. It's not through the church. It's not through being a good person. It's not by keeping the commandments or being a church member. It's not through baptism. It's only through Jesus Christ and him alone. And friend, if you're here today, you're watching via live stream, and you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, can I tell you, that is the most important thing that you need to do in this year of 2025. There's nothing more important than you need to do than to know that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that he can take that inward man, because we have an outward man and we have an inward man, and that he can take that inward man and bring life to it. Oh, you can be sitting here, you can be watching via live stream, and you can say, hey, well, I've got a body, so I must be alive. No, that's your outward body. But what about your inward man? Has your inward man been made alive? You say, how does that take place? Only through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who could make the inward man alive. And Paul understood that. There had been a time in Paul's life when he had put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ on that road to Damascus. He accepted Christ, and God gave him life in the inward man. And so that's why he's able to say, wait a second, as a Christian now, yes, our outward body may be deteriorating. Our outward body may be aging. We may be having some problems. And I think Paul probably understood that a little bit more than many of us. Think of all the things that Paul went through. The beatings, the whippings, the imprisonments, all the nights that he spent in jail. I think Paul understood a little bit when he said, our outward man perishes. I think Paul understood that. Yet, what was Paul able to say? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You see, as we follow the Lord, we will find it's not always easy to follow God. Maybe I should restate that. It's easy to follow God. It's just sometimes there's things that come into our life that we make it think it's hard. I think that's better. It's not hard to follow God, right? Because God gives us exactly what we're supposed to do right here. It becomes hard when we don't want to actually do what he wants us to do. And so sometimes when we know that this is what we're supposed to do, but we see it might cause some problems with some people, or it might hurt somebody's feeling, or it might do this or that, instead of just doing what God says, we kind of pull back. We're like, well, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do that, if it doesn't line up with the plans that we have. But Paul understood that even though there are trials and there are difficulties and things when we follow God, I mean, go back with me to verse number 7 in the same chapter here. Go back to verse number 7. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Again, talking about the body, right? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, the physical body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Paul says, look, I understand that sometimes it might be a little bit difficult in our eyes to follow the Lord. He says, I've been through it. He said, I've been persecuted. I've gone through different difficult things. But notice what he says in all of this. He says, we're perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. What's he saying? Yes, the outward man may face some difficult things, but he says, let me tell you something. The inward man, it doesn't have to get down and discouraged. The inward man doesn't have to be in despair. The inward man can be renewed day by day. And this is what he's talking about, the inward man being renewed. To be renewed, the word is to be strengthened, to be invigorated. As a Christian, when we are renewed day by day, our courage is bolder. Our vision of truth becomes clearer. We're putting more faith in God. Why? Because we're being renewed day by day. We're being invigorated. We're being strengthened day by day. And it's important as Christians that we understand we must live one day at a time. One day at a time. When we live one day at a time, he will give us the strength that we need according to the daily requirements that we have. What happens, though, is too often we try to live today in yesterday's strength. We're excited about what's going to happen in 2025, but can I tell you something? We can't live 2025 in the strength that God gave us in 2024. We've got to get God's strength again. It's got to be a daily thing, going to God saying, well, you know, hey, you know, we'll just take that same strength. We'll just take that same power that he gave us last year. No, no, no. We need new. We need new power, new strength for today, right? It's not just something that we can just get one time. We're like, oh, that's all I need for all time. No, no, no. He says we need it day by day. Think about it. When Jesus met the woman at the well in John chapter 4, it's interesting. The woman was going out to the well. You understand why she was going out to the well? Because she needed water. You understand? They didn't have like indoor plumbing and things like that that we have today. So guess what they had to do? They had to go every day out to the well with that jug or whatever it was and get water and bring it back to the house. Every day they had to go out. Every day they had to go out. Every day they had to go out. Why? Because they needed water to live. And what God is saying is you and me as Christians, you understand, we just can't just say, well, hey, I've got living water, I've got Jesus, so that's all I need. Well, that's all you need for salvation, but can I tell you something? You need to be going to him every day and getting that water that you need to live the life that he wants you to live. Think about it, even in what we would call the Lord's Prayer, what does he say? Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, I understand that means we can trust him for the physical things that we need. But friend, do you understand that's also talking about the spiritual things as well? We need to go to him daily for our spiritual bread. Not just going once a week or something like that. We need to go daily to what God says. And again, too often we try to live today in yesterday's strength instead of recognizing that we need to be renewed day by day. Look, I don't think I'm the only one here this morning that has ever felt like this. I mean, even this past year, right? This past year, our theme was continue and want to continue doing these things and continue in the Word of God and continue being faithful and continue reaching people with the gospel. But can I tell you, there were some times last year that I didn't feel like continuing. There were some times this past year that I didn't feel like serving God. There are some times that I not discouraged to be depressed or anything, but there were some times where I just got discouraged and like, you know, maybe this isn't what God wants from me. You know what I had to do? I needed to be renewed. I needed to be renewed day by day. I had to go back to God and say, God, I need something from you because I can't just live on the past. I can't live on your past strength and your past victories. God, I need something new today. I need something from you today on a daily basis. And as I was studying the Word of God and God gave it, he said, hey, you know what you need? You need to be renewed day by day. And as I was going through my own time and as I was going through some difficulties and I saw this, I'm like, man, I need to be renewed. I can't just live on last year. I can't just live on last month or last week. I can't even live on yesterday. I need to live on today in the strength that God gives me. I need to live in his power today. And I thought, you know, I wonder, there's probably a lot of other Christians that are going through the same thing that I went through. A lot of Christians going through times where maybe they think it's just too hard. Maybe they think they're just giving it all they've got and they think, hey, it's time to throw in the towel. Can I tell you something, friend? Don't look at what God did last year and think, well, God did that last year. He's just never going to be able to do that again. Don't look back and think, man, God, I saw what God did and God did some great things. But, you know, after that, you know, I just kind of got discouraged and kind of maybe didn't stay in my walk with God and kind of got away from God. Can I tell you, friend, you know what you need? You need to be renewed. You need to be renewed day by day. Don't just think that it's just one time. Well, you know, hey, I got saved and that's it. No, 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 no. The amazing thing about the Christian life is that while one grows old and decays, the other is renewed and strengthened. While one perishes, the other can be renewed. You know, sometimes we have this idea that, you know, now that I'm older as a Christian, you know, we kind of think the same thing about our physical life. You know, now that I'm older, I'm not able to do the things that I used to do before. We kind of think that way as a Christian. Now that I'm an older as a Christian, I'm just not able to do the things that I used to do as a Christian. Can I ask why not? We're not talking physical. We're talking spiritual. Why can't we do those things that we did, man, when we were excited when we got saved? We're excited to get in the Word of God. We're excited to study the Word of God. Why can't you study the Word of God that way again? Man, when we learned about prayer and that we could talk with God, it was exciting. We could go to God in prayer and we could see God answer. Why don't we get excited to go to God in prayer like we did when we got saved? Man, when we heard about church and we got excited about church and we found out there's a family here and we can be involved and it's exciting and things. And then after all, what happens? It just kind of tapers. Why can't we get back excited the way we were when we first got saved? You know what we need? We need to be renewed. You see, it's not just something that we can say, well, that happened back then. Can I tell you, friend, that renewal can take place every single day in your life and my life if we'll let God do it. We can be renewed every single day. And the unfortunate thing is that many Christians are more concerned about what the outward man looks like instead of what the inward man looks like. Did you understand? Paul said the outward man perishes. The outward man is deteriorating. The outward man is wasting away. You might say, well, hey, I'm only in my 20s. I'm only in my 30s. Friend, the outward man is dying. It's perishing. Look, praise God if you've got another 40 years. Praise God if you've got another 50 years. But look, your outward man is perishing, whether you want to admit it or not. So why are we spending more time being concerned about the outward man than we are the inward man? That's what's happening so many times with so many Christians. We're more concerned about the outward. We're more concerned with all about our enjoyment, our pleasure, and all the things, and yet we have no time for the inward man. We have no time for the things that God wants to do in our heart and our life. We just make our plans, we live life the way we want to without ever going to God and saying, God, I need you today. God, I need your strength today. This can only take place, this renewal, being renewed day by day, can only take place as we walk with God every day. Can I say, friend, it's not enough just to come to church once a week and think you're going to be renewed. It's not going to happen. You come to church and think, well, I'm going to be renewed for this week. And you think somehow there's some magic potion or whatever that you're going to get by coming to church, or there's some special verse that you're going to get that's going to renew you for the whole week. Friend, you're wrong. Because I can't renew you anyway. This church can't renew you. And we can encourage you, but we can't renew you. There's only one person who can renew you. But that only happens as we walk close to Him. That only takes place when we're spending time with God. He says the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. That inward man is able to renew as we walk with God. And man, I'm so excited. I don't know if you know this, but there, I think there's over, just on the Bible reading app that we're using, that many of you are using, there's over 90 people on there. That's amazing. Praise God for that. I know there's many that are using the paper copies as well. But can I tell you, friend, again, it's not just about checking that box and saying, oh, I did it. No, that's not it. That's not where you're going to be renewed, right? You're going to be renewed day by day as you actually walk with Him. You're going to be renewed day by day as you get in the Word of God and you study the Word of God and you spend time with God in prayer and you go to God every day and say, God, I need you today. What I got from you yesterday is not enough for today. I need something new today from you. Isn't that amazing? He says that His mercies are new every, what is it? You notice He doesn't say every week. Didn't say His mercies are new every month. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know what God's saying? You need something new every day. You need something new every day. You need something new from God every day. And friend, I'm not saying you need some new doctrine. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you need that walk with Him. You need to go to Him to be refreshed. You need to go to Him to be renewed. Hey, the outward man, it's going to perish. And this is what Paul said. Hey, I know the outward man is going to perish. And we saw that in 2 Timothy, right? In 2 Timothy, Paul says, I know I'm going to die. My departure is at hand. I'm ready. He knew it. But he said, even though I know the outward man is deteriorating, and I know there's persecution, and I know there's problems, I know there's difficulties, I know there's sickness, I know there's health things, I know all these things, he said, yet the inward man can be renewed day by day. The inward man can have that strength that it needs to keep moving forward for Jesus Christ. The inward man can be renewed day by day and keep walking with God and keep serving God and keep doing what God wants us to do. But it has to come from Him. It doesn't come from a building. It doesn't come from a service. It doesn't come from singing. It comes from Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's why Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Where? The inward man. And the life which I now live in the flesh, the outward man, I live how? By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He said the outward man is simply going to be living what the inward man wants. Can I tell you? You see a Christian who the outward man has no desire for the things of God? Can I tell you, friend, it's simply a reflection of the inward man that has no desire for the things of God. Hey, can I tell you? Even though the outward man might be perishing, you say, hey, I'm not able to do what I used to do physically. That's all right. God's not saying you got to physically do the same things that you used to do. But can I tell you, spiritually, with the inward man, you can still have that youth. In the inward man, you can still have that invigoration. You can still have that strength to keep serving God, whatever way it is that He wants you to do it. As you walk close to Him, He says, man, I'm telling you, you can be renewed day by day. And so I want to challenge you this year as a church. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just come to church thinking, hey, you know, I'll get something at church and that's going to last me the whole week. No. I want to challenge you to have that desire to be renewed day by day. To be able to go to God. And isn't it wonderful that we can go to God every day and say, God, I need you today. God, I'm going to go to work and I know I'm going to have to deal with some things at work. God, I need you today. I need your power. I need your strength. I need your grace. I need your mercy. God, I need you today. You know what? When we go to God, He gives us those things that we need. And then the next day, you know what we can do? God, I got to go back to work again today and I'm going to deal with those same people again. And God, I need your grace and I need your mercy and I need your love. You know what God does? He says, hey, I got more to give. I got more to give. Can I tell you something? You can never get all that God has. God has got enough mercy to give. He's got enough grace. He's got enough compassion. He's got enough. You can never get more than what you need. God says, I've got plenty. And you can come back every day, every day, every day, every day, and get what you need so that we can serve Him and live the life that He wants you to live. You know why we don't? It's because we don't think we need to be renewed. We don't think we need to go back and get, we don't think we need to go back for that water every day. And we don't realize that it's not just the outward man that's perishing. But when we say, I don't need to be renewed by God, we have to understand the inward man is also perishing. When we just say, I can do it in my own strength, God, I don't need you, our inward man starts to die as well. But God says it doesn't have to. It can be renewed day by day if we'll go to Him and walk with Him. He says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Father, I pray you'd help us. Lord, I know in my personal life, I need to be renewed day by day. Lord, each one of us as Christians, we all go through different things, whether it's at work, whether it's with the family, whether it's in our personal lives, Lord, whatever it might be, we all go through different things, and we need to be renewed every single day. We need your strength. We need to be invigorated. We need your power to be able to accomplish what you want through our life. Lord, this outward man, this body that we have, is perishing. Lord, we're thankful that because of Christ, that the inward man is alive and can walk with you and stay close to you. Lord, as our inward man is being renewed day by day, it enables the outward man to fulfill the purpose that you have for our life. And so, God, I pray that you'd help us this year, Lord, as a church, to recognize and understand, Lord, we can't just go in the strength that you gave us last year. We can't go in the mercy and the grace that you gave us a week ago. Lord, we need to come to you every day for your mercy and your grace, your strength, your compassion, your love. Lord, we need to come to you every day to be renewed, to be strengthened, so that we can fulfill your purpose through our lives. Lord, I don't know how much time any of us have here, but God, I pray you'd help us to realize that it's not about the physical time. We know our bodies are dying. But Lord, help us to be focused on the inward man, to be renewed day by day. I wonder if their heads bowed and their eyes closed, no one looking about. I wonder if maybe this morning there would be someone to say, Pastor, I'm not even sure if I'm saved. I'm not even sure if I know Christ as my Savior. I don't think I have a personal relationship with God. I'd like to know how I could have that. I'd like to know how I can be saved. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, that's me. I'd like to know how I could have a personal relationship with God. I'm not going to embarrass you or call you out or anything like that, but I would like to pray for you. And if that's you today, would you just slip your hand up, put it right back down, and say, Pastor, would you pray for me? Anybody here this morning, slip it up, put it right back down. Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure if I'm saved. And friend, if you're here today and you're a Christian, you know Christ is your Savior. And I ask you, are you just tired of doing it in your own strength? You tired of trying to live life without the strength and power that God wants to give us? Maybe you need to be renewed. Maybe this year you just need to be encouraged to say, you know what, every day I want to go to God and I want to be renewed. I need His strength. I need His grace. I need His power. I need His mercy. To be renewed day by day. Hey, the outward man, it's dying. Oh, but that inward man doesn't have to. The inward man can be renewed every single day as we walk with God. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, we're just going to stand quietly to our feet this morning. The piano's just going to begin playing. If God's spoken to your heart this morning, maybe you need to come. Maybe there's some area of your life. You say, God, I need to be renewed in this area. Lord, I've been trying to do it all in my own power, my own strength. God, I need you to help me.